Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 4. Our Lady reminds us of the devil's constant attacks and why we should always call upon heaven for help.
My daughter, the pride of the demon includes a desire which the devil himself knows is absurd, namely, his desire that the saints serve and obey him as God, and thus make him like to God in this respect. But the fulfillment of this desire is impossible, since it implies in itself a contradiction. The essence of holiness consists in the creature's conforming itself to the divine will, loving God above all things, in obedience, whereas sin consists in deviating from this rule by the love of some other object and obedience to the demon. But the uprightness of true virtue is so conformable to reason that even the devil cannot ignore it. On this account he seeks, if possible, to cause the good to fall in order to satisfy his wrath and envy at not being able to draw them to his service and satiate his intense desire of preventing the glory of God in his saints, which he cannot appropriate for himself. Hence also his violent efforts to fell to the earth some cedar of Lebanon in sanctity, and to enslave those who have been servants of the Most High. With this in view, he exerts all his ingenuity and care, and often he seeks to induce his devotees to practice some of the moral virtues, even if only in appearance, as is done by hypocrites, and as we have seen in the Virgins of Diana. He hopes thereby to have his share in what God loves and desires, and to sully and pervert what the Lord wishes to use as a channel for his purity. Remember, my daughter, that the byways, snares, and schemes of this serpent for the fall of the just are so numerous that without the special favor of the Most High, the souls could never know them, much less overcome them or escape his treacherous plots. In order to deserve this protection of the Lord, God wishes the creature on its part never to relax in vigilance, nor trust in its own strength, nor ever be remiss in asking and desiring this help. For without it, man can do nothing and will soon perish. What especially draws down the divine clemency is fervor of the heart and promptness in divine worship, and above all, preserving obedience and humility, which gives stability and fortitude against the assaults of the enemy. I wish to impress upon thy mind, not for thy discouragement, but for thy advice and warning, that the works of the just, to which this serpent does not impart some of its poison, are very rare. For usually he tries with utmost subtlety to excite some terrestrial passion or inclination, by which he secretly deflects or perverts the intentions, preventing man from acting purely for God and for the legitimate ends of true virtue. Since the cockle of some foreign affection, either in part or the whole, is thus sown with the wheat, it is difficult to detect, unless souls strip themselves of all earthly inclinations and examine their works in the divine light. Thou art well warned, my daughter, against this peril and against the ceaseless efforts of the demons, which are more violent against thee than against other souls. Let not thy vigilance be less than his, and do not trust in the mere appearance of good intention in thy works. For though appearances must always be good and upright, yet this is not sufficient, nor can the creature always discern them. The demon often deceives the soul under the cloak of a good intention, proposing some apparently or remotely good end, in order to lead them into proximate danger. And thus it happens, that enmeshed in this danger, the men never attain the good which drew them into action. At other times he prevents the soul, under cloak of this good intention, from examining into circumstances which vitiate the act by imprudence in the performance. Then again, under the outwardly good intention, are often hidden the earthly passions and inclinations which dominate the heart. Hence, amid so many dangers, thou canst find safety only in scrutinizing thy actions by the light which the Lord infuses into the superior part of the soul. By it thou wilt know how to distinguish the good from the evil, the truth from the falsehood, the bitter from the sweet, the passions from right reason, Then the divine light in thee will not be obscured by darkness. The eye will be single and will purify the body of thy actions, and thou wilt be entirely and in all things pleasing to thy Lord and to me.